limited for this? Who will we see doing full work today?
The only guys limited right now are Sam, Earl Wolf, and Marcus Smith.
What's Earl Wolf's post-knee surgery?
Yeah, he's been cleared by Dr. Andrews. It's just when can he get back into full go? So he'll be working on the side with our strength and conditioning coaches.
And what's Marcus Smith?
He's got a leg pull or something. I don't know if it's a groin or a hamstring, but he hasn't been participating the last couple of days. So,
what's your comfort level at, in the secondary other than Malcolm and Byron Maxwell? You have a lot of guys. How do you feel about that whole group?
We do. I think we like the group overall. We've added some depth to that position. And there's a lot of guys out there competing real hard, but it's still very early. But we're excited. I think our depth is better than it's ever been in the 3 years. Now we just got to figure out who exactly those guys are that will complement. You know, really the two guys that are starters are Malcolm and Byron right now. But the other guys are really competing. And I think the competition level at the whole group has kind of stepped up just because of there's a lot more there. There's a lot more talent at that position right now.
You see that staying open throughout the summer?
Yeah, I mean, or unless someone decides to go out and grab it right now and just puts himself in that position. But a lot of guys have worked extremely hard. Nolan Carroll's done an unbelievable job in the offseason. You know, he's a guy that stands out in terms of what we've done in the weight room and some of those other things. And then the new additions, the new blood that's been added to that position, I think you can see, and you'll get a chance to observe those guys today on the practice field.
What's the timetable for Sam Bradford's return? And is he on schedule in his rehab?
Yeah, he is on schedule. We all think there's three phases. There's medical rehab, there's performance rehab, and then there's prepare to play. It's probably right at the tail end of medical rehab. He'll probably start throwing some 7-on-7 next week, but I think he's right on schedule in terms of where he is.
When do you expect him to be back? And is it safe to say training camp?
Nothing's safe to say, okay. Ever.
Do you expect him back by mini camp, training camp?
I don't know. He's going to start throwing 7-on-7 next week. That's the next step for us. So.
Is it going to be
Mark Sanchez would be your starting quarterback right now?
If we played a game today, I think it would be illegal in the NFL if he did play a game today. But if we did, it would be either Mark or Matt or Tim.
In the spring and summer, is it going to be competition at the quarterback spot, or Sam
really got in? Everybody's in competition, and the best players play.
But 2 years ago, you split those reps between Nick and Mike. Last year, Nick was the guy throughout. Is Sam?
No, Mark got reps with the ones last year too.
But it was established from you that Nick was starting.
Yeah, because Nick came off of last year, so we don't have anybody coming off of last year. So.
So that's an open competition.
Yeah.
What sold you on bringing Tebow in here when you really had a chance to look at him?
You get a chance, you guys will see him today. Watch him throw. I think he's improved. He spent a lot of time in the last 2 years in terms of working on his game. Wanted to have a fourth quarterback here. You know, you're not going to go through with three. Looked at the prospects that we saw in the draft. Didn't think there was a guy where we were going to be looking at a quarterback that was a draftable guy. Didn't think it was a great priority free agent class in terms of quarterback. So we're looking for a guy. There was a few guys we looked at that were not with teams, that were out on the street, and Sam and Tim was a guy that we thought could come in here. So we want to have four quarterbacks, definitely want to have four quarterbacks for camp, and GJ's moved out to wide out, so giving him an opportunity out there.
Are Tebow's mechanics much different from when he was with New
England now? I think so, and I think you guys are the experts at all that, so you'll write whatever you want.
I just said linebacker, you're three starting quality players there. Is there any way that you can get all three of them on the field at the same time?
We're on May 28th, so we're just trying to get everybody up to speed and teaching Kiko the defense. You know, Michael and D'Amico have both done an outstanding job when they've been here. So we thought it was a priority for us, especially because of the injuries we had at inside linebacker, to improve our depth there. So, you know, in drafting Jordan, to go back, Najee, who missed the entire year last year, throw him in there with Acho, and then we got Brad Jones in the offseason. It was a priority for us. So the fact that we've got some guys that can play is a positive for us.
Chip, you made a ton of changes this offseason. Do you think this team right now is better than they were at this point last year?
1,000%. And I'm excited. We could play a game today.
But you know your roster right now. Do you think this team looks better in your mind? Are you more comfortable with this roster right now?
That's a great thing of what we're in the process of doing now. It's about evaluating guys and getting everybody out there and finding out who's going to show up. There's going to be someone that's going to surprise everybody, just like every year there's an undrafted free agent that makes the team. And then you all look at each other and go, how come we didn't draft that guy? And sometimes there's a draft pick that doesn't pan out, and you're going, how come we drafted that guy? So it's an ongoing process, but we're excited about the guys who are here. I think they've worked extremely hard in the 5 weeks leading up to this, and the last 2 days we've been on the field, they've been outstanding, so we'll continue to grow from there.
What about the new two-point proposal as opposed to all the other proposals like yours?
I don't think anything's new. I mean, that's the way we look at it. The ball's on the extra point. So the ball went back. We were 43 of 45 in the last 2 years from that distance, so 96%. So I don't know what changes, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't know.
But the defense was shorter.
and the defense can score. But that we're still going to kick an extra point. I mean, nothing's – I don't understand the proposal. If they want you to go for two more, the ball's always been on the two-yard line. That's always been an option for everybody for a while. And the only time we've done it, we did it against Detroit 2 years ago because of the weather, and no one went for it. And then we did it once against Minnesota. I think we were down five with 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. And went for it just because the numbers dictated it. And then we did another time in the Minnesota game. We were down 13 with 4:26 on the clock. So the numbers will dictate, I think, when you're going for two. But they didn't entice you to go for two more, I don't, at least in my opinion.
Chip, how has Mark Sanchez looked different this offseason as opposed to last year? A year, and last year you spoke about him coming off the shoulder.
Yeah, he's just a whole year advanced. You know, I think he was still in the – he was probably in the tail end of medical rehab, just like I said, and probably in the performance rehab part when we got him last year at this point in time. Now he's full go, so I think you can see it and how he's performing out there now. He's also not learning an offense again. You know, a lot of times you're not only trying to figure out how you're throwing the ball again because you're coming off a year-long layoff in terms of throwing the football, but he's really comfortable in terms of the scheme. So,
Nolan Carroll is a guy who kind of had a really big offseason. Anyone else kind of falling?
Yeah, I could list 50 if you wanted me to be honest with you. I mean, there's a ton of guys that have worked extremely hard, and that's the great thing about it. It's really competitive out there right now. So there's a lot, and I'm not slighting anybody by not saying them, but I just think Nolan is a guy that when they ask me about the DBs, it's really done a great job in the offseason. He's one to go along with a lot of guys at that position.
Of those corners who can play safety, which ones are playing safety?
Walter Thurman.
He's playing safety.
Yeah.
What was your reaction to Shady's comments a couple weeks ago, alleging that you favored white players over white? Any reaction to that at all?
Yeah, I've got great respect for LeSean. However, in that situation, I think he's wrong. You know, we put a lot of time in looking at the characters and factors that go into selection and retention of players, and color's never been one of them. So,
were you hurt by it?
No.
Is it something you have to address in the locker room?
No, I haven't.
Have you talked to LeSean since the
No, I reached out to him twice, and he didn't accept my call, and then I talked to his agent and told him I'd love to talk to him at some point in time, but I haven't had a chance to touch base with him.
So if you did once, you know, when Riley Cooper went through his incident, you said that he has to understand and people have said words do hurt. Three people have said this, you use race in your decisions against you.
It doesn't hurt me. I'm not governed by the fear of what other people say. Events don't elicit feelings. I think beliefs elicit feelings. And I understand what my beliefs are and I know how I am.
Sometimes the perception
you start chasing perception and you got a long life ahead of you, son. But that's what it's all about. If you're worried about some other's perception of what's going on with you, then you can control one thing. You can control yourself. And I know how we run this organization. It's not run that way.
But you do have to worry about the perception in the locker room.
I don't see it. Talk to the players. That's a great question to talk to the players about.
But you have to make sure that, you know, that they're saying things in a certain way, right? I mean, or you have to be careful if there is perception in the locker room. So
I don't see that here. I don't see that here. So...
When it comes to getting feedback on stuff like that, do you have a core group of players that you go to just to get feedback?
Yeah, we talk to everybody. There's not just a core group. I think everybody here, it's a real open conversation in terms of talking to all our players here.
Is there a special challenge to integrating so many new faces, so many new veterans in key positions? Something differently?
No. In terms of doing differently, no. We do what we do, and I think our older guys or guys that have been here before are just showing the younger guys what to do.
Have you had a chance to talk to Evan Mathis, and do you expect him here at
any
point?
I have not talked to Evan since the off-season program has started.
Who's been working at that left guard?
Alan Barber, yes.
And right guard is?
A lot of different guys.
You didn't mention, is Evan the only guy who's not here?
Evan's the only guy who's not here. Nelson Aguilar is not here today. He had some NFL media thing somewhere, so he had an obligation he had to be at. So. Tomiko's practicing.
Yeah. I know you said Marcus Smith is injured now, but what have you seen from him in terms of preparing?
We haven't seen him much because the first 2 weeks we weren't even with him. So, and then the other stuff, we're just running around on air. So we kicked the air's tail for 3 weeks. So there's really not much you can see until you get out here. And when we've got out here for OTAs, he hasn't been participating. So he's been over with the strength and conditioning coaches.
Chip, how much of a difference is he in Josh up from last year to now?
I think he's just more mature in terms of more comfortable. I shouldn't say mature. I think he's a mature young man to begin with. But I think he's just more comfortable in terms of everything going on around him. You see him helping out Nelson and some of the undrafted guys we brought in here. I think he's done a real good job from that standpoint. I just think, you know, he's carrying himself in a different manner now just because I think he's a year older.
Does it set Sam back to be not
fully involved in the offense at this point?
No, not the way Sam approaches things. I don't think it sets him back. It's just, I mean, everybody's got to deal with whatever they're dealt, and we got full confidence that he will be back, though.
What is he able to do right now?
He's throwing in drills. We just think the next progression is 7-on-7, so he's throwing to the receivers and, you know, really working the first half of training. So.
You mentioned that Aguilar, who's more like an inside-outside guy. Do you feel like you have more flexibility with your receiver group? With, you know, Matthews probably can do both. Huff maybe. Do you feel like you have a group that can – it doesn't matter where they're lining up, slot, outside, that they all can kind
of – Yeah, we have some guys that have flexibility, but we've had that before, so it's not more than less.
Chip, how much do you feel like this could be a gamble, you know, bringing in Sam Bradford, a guy that's coming off back-to-back ACL tears, or are you 100% confident that he's going to be able to be...
I'm not 100% confident in anything. No one is. I mean, can you predict the future? If so, we'll go to Belmont. I mean, I'd be excited about that, but, I mean, we're going to put together a team, and we think Sam's got a great skill set. The research our doctors have given us in terms of guys coming off of those injuries, in terms of their recovery rate is 90%, so we feel real confident in him.
Last year, Marcus Smith inside, outside, as a necessity of injuries. Do you have an idea of how you
use him? He's just playing outside right now.
Looked like the term reconditioning was added to Sean Hulse's title. What does that mean? What's the significance?
Part of taking these guys coming off injuries, and I think one of the things when guys get injured, you know, you spend a lot of time concentrating on just rehabbing the knee, but there's also that means you got to take care of the arms, you got to take care of the cardiovascular, you got to take care of a lot of other things just besides that specific rehab for that particular injury. So you rehab the injury, you also got to recondition the body.
Is that what prompted some of the other changes in the strength and conditioning staff to get these guys coming off of injuries healthy?
We haven't had any other changes in our strength and conditioning staff.
What in Thurman's skill set makes you like him at safety?
He's always around the ball. I think he's had a lot of experience playing nickel, so he's been an inside guy. He can see things. He's very intelligent. He's an intuitive football player, so he's the first guy out of that corner mix that's getting a shot inside. So.
Where's Kiko in his... Two more questions.
Where's Kiko's Kiko?
Full go.
With Tebow, do you see him as a guy who is just a quarterback?
He's a quarterback.
With his skill set?
No, he's a quarterback. That's what we're looking at, Timmy. Yeah, we're not playing him in any other position.
Chip, one of the Dallas running backs yesterday said that DeMarco left a lot of yards out on the field last year. Do you agree with that?
I think he said he left a lot of meat on the bone. So maybe that means he's not a big eater. Thanks, guys.